Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Nightlycom. Ever feel like your emotions are running on overdrive? Like you're constantly trying to catch up with the roller coaster that is life? Well, I'm here to tell you something super important. Sleep isn't just about feeling rested, it's actually a superpower for emotional recovery. Think about it. When we're well rested, we can handle stress better, bounce back from tough situations faster, and even make more rational decisions. It's like hitting the reset button on our brains and hearts. But if we're sleep deprived, everything feels amplified: anger, sadness, anxiety, you name it. We become emotional sponges, soaking up every little thing and struggling to process it all. That's why tonight, we're diving deep into the incredible link between sleep and emotional recovery. You'll walk away with some seriously powerful insights that can help you navigate those tough emotions and find more peace in your everyday life. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First off, sleep isn't just about the hours, it's about the quality. Think of it like this. Imagine trying to run a marathon on half-inflated tires. You might get there eventually, but it'll be a lot harder and you're more likely to crash along the way. The same goes for our emotional well-being. Second, when we sleep, our brains are busy little workers. They're sorting through emotions, consolidating memories, and even cleaning out toxins that build up during the day. It's like a nightly spring cleaning for your mind. This process is crucial for emotional regulation. You know that feeling when you wake up after a good night's sleep and everything just seems clear? That's because your brain has been hard at work, making space for calmer thoughts and feelings. Third, chronic stress can seriously mess with our sleep, creating a vicious cycle. When we're stressed, our bodies release hormones that make it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. And when we don't get enough sleep, our stress levels skyrocket even further. It's like a never-ending loop. But the good news is, there are things we can do to break this cycle, and we'll talk about some of them in a bit. Fourth, think back to your favorite childhood memories. Were they filled with sunshine, laughter, and carefree moments? Well, guess what? Sleep plays a big role in making those positive experiences stick. During REM sleep, our brains are replaying these happy memories, strengthening the neural connections associated with them. So when life throws us curveballs, we have more emotional resilience to cope. And finally, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, it's about prioritizing your well-being on a daily basis. That means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body, and connecting with loved ones. When we take care of ourselves, we create a solid foundation for emotional health and resilience. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's a busy mom juggling work, kids, and everything in between. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, her patience wearing thin, and she's struggling to manage stress. She knows she needs more sleep, but always feels like there aren't enough hours in the day. Sounds familiar? Maybe that's you. Sarah realizes she can't keep going this way. So, she starts making small changes. She sets a bedtime alarm, creates a calming bedtime routine, and says no to extra commitments when needed. Slowly but surely, her sleep improves, and guess what happens? She feels calmer, more patient, and better equipped to handle the daily demands of life. The difference is remarkable. Sarah's story shows us that even small changes can have a big impact on our emotional well-being. Remember, taking care of your sleep is an investment in your overall health and happiness. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. So tonight, as you drift off to sleep, remember these key takeaways. Prioritize quality sleep, give your brain time to process emotions, manage stress levels, nurture positive memories through sleep, and practice self-care every day. Ready to feel the difference? Make this episode actionable. Tell me about one small thing you can do tonight to improve your sleep routine. Share it in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to Nightlycom for more tips on creating a peaceful and fulfilling evening ritual. Until next time, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.